This is the Bowling Report, your weekly podcast for high scores, highlights, and upcoming events. Brought to you by Burr & Company Insurance, your local auto owner's insurance agency. And now, here's your host, Jim DeGraff.
And thank you very much. Our podcast today is covering weeks number 29 and week number 30 of our bowling calendar. It's weeks ending March 23 and week ending March 30. I want to once again thank Jim Rennick with Burr & Company Auto Owners Insurance for making this podcast possible. So we're going to take a look at the high games and high series for the week on the podcast today. Next week, most of our leagues are now finished. Next week, we will do a final wrap-up of the season, looking at the season scores, recognizing once again our tournament champions for the year. We'll have a listing of all the 300s. All of the 11 strikes in a row of award winners. So we'll totally wrap it up on our podcast next week. High games for the ladies this week. Alyssa Fortney from Friday Night Rollers with a 264. Alyssa also had a 245 on Northern Lights. Christina Sherman from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 235. Keely Pardue from Doug Weeks Memorial, 233. Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect had a high game of 207. Jane Zichterman from Lake Effect with a high game of 206. Amber Fortney from Northern Lights bowled a high game of 191. In the high series for the week, we have another bowler, lady bowler, that had the 700 series. Alyssa Fortney from Friday Night Rollers had games of 214, 264, and 225 for a very fine 703 series. Alyssa also had a 686 this past week in the Northern Lights League. Christina Sherman from Doug Weeks Memorial was 633. Kaylee Pardue from Doug Weeks Memorial, 625. Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect, 581. Amber Fortney from Northern Lights, 552. Amy Peterson from Lake Effect with 511. Sheila Popolewski had a high series of 510 in the Lake Effect League. Amanda Elvernez from Northern Lights with a 506. In the high series, or high games rather, for the week for the men. We had a bowler that had 11 strikes in a row for a 299 that was bowled by Eric Moore from Larry Montague Memorial League. Connor Burkhouse from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 289. Also bowling a 289 last week was Nick Walker from Tri-City. Chris Brummels from Doug Weeks Memorial with a 286. Two bowlers had games of 280. They were Ted Hackenberg from Tri-City and Paul Coates from Larry Montague Memorial League. Ryan James from Tri-City with 279. Chris Wobick from Larry Montague Memorial League also with a 279. We also had two bowlers that had 278 games. Mario Hernandez from Doug Weeks Memorial League and Scott J. Smith from Tri-City. High series for the week for the men. Chris Wobick was our leader from Larry Montague Memorial League with 762. Jeremy Duran from Suburban with 760. Mario Hernandez, Doug Weeks Memorial with 753. Ryan James from Tri-City, 745. Steve Petrie, also out of Tri-City, was 726. Connor Brookhouse from Doug Weeks Memorial was 720. Scott J. Smith from Tri-City, 719. We had two bowlers with 715. Joshua Johnson from Doug Weeks Memorial and Eric Schlidler from Larry Montague Memorial League. Mike Klink from Suburban League with a 710. Kelly Wagner from Larry Montague Memorial League with 709. Paul Duff Jr. from Doug Weeks Memorial League with 708. Nick Walker from Tri-City finishing up the top 10 with 707. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 29 and 30. We will once again cover all of our highlights for the 2023-24 season next week, and that will be our final report. Stay tuned for our final wrap-up on our podcast next week. Thank you very much.